Hey friends, and welcome to It's Better When You're Here podcast. My name is Pastor Michael, and I get to be the pastor of Shepherd's Community United Methodist Church, one church at two locations in Central Florida. This is the sermon that we preached this week. I hope that the message inspires you and encourages you and reminds you that God loves you. All right, here's the message.
All right, friends, here we are, December 28th. We've passed Christmas and New Year's Eve is right around the corner. We're in this liminal space between these two holidays where all we eat are leftovers or maybe cheese. No one really knows if it's morning or evening. It's sort of an upside down time for all of us. We're full of celebration, and we know another celebration is coming right up with New Year's Eve. If this year is anything like every other year, my neighborhood has fireworks going off every night. Why? I don't know. All I know is that I'm hearing the rockets' red flare every single night. It's in this strange liminal space where, if you're anything like me, you might be getting a little retrospective, looking back at the year before us, behind us. It is in this season, too, where I think of the old Scottish song, Auld Lang Syne. I don't know why, but this song has a chokehold on my life. I find myself whistling it. I find myself earnestly singing it in the car alone and maybe even with my kid to make her scream, "Oh, Dad, please stop." This song lives in my mind because it sings about something that I think all of us really understand, even if we can't understand the words. You see, because the original words are actually in old Scottish dialect. It's not really in English. This dialect is something close to English, but a little bit different. And the main question that it asks is, what should we do with our memories? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of auld lang syne? Should our old relationships, should our old burdens, should our old experiences be forgotten in the olden times? And then the song goes on to provide an answer. Our passage today deals with that exact question. In this passage from Isaiah, Isaiah promises that he is going to tell the stories of God's great faithfulness to all of us. At the season of Christmas, we are experiencing the faithfulness of God in the person of Jesus. We experience that faithfulness because God has come down and dwelt among us. But in this season of our life, around New Year's Eve, for some of us, we're looking back on the hardest year of our life. For some of you, I know 2025 just about took you out. Took you out professionally, in your relationships, spiritually. I also know that some of you are looking back on 2025 and thought, man, more of this next year, please. What a beautiful year it's been. Maybe you've experienced new birth in your family, a new career opportunity for you. Maybe your relationships have grown deeper and more beautiful. And yet we all find ourselves looking backward. There's nothing wrong with looking backward. But in this season, especially as the days are getting shorter, nighttime shows up at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's easy for us to have a bit of a pause. It's in this season where we do. We pause, we reflect, we look backward. But how do we move forward? For some of us, we soothe this sort of uncertainty about whether or not we need to pause and reflect and look backward by making New Year's resolutions. Some New Year's resolutions are amazing. If you have stuck to your New Year's resolution, you are in rare air. Very few people actually stick to their New Year's resolutions. There's nothing wrong with setting intentions, saying this year I'm going to try to be more like this. I'm going to try and be more like that. I've got some accomplishments that I want to see. I'm going to love myself better. I'm going to take care of my body differently. I'm going to dive more deeply into my spiritual life. All of those things, those are amazing. But I wonder if our Christian faith could give us a different option, than just setting New Year's resolutions. Auld Lang Syne asks us, should we forget the days gone by? And I want to offer a different way of asking that question. I think that there are some things that we do need to forget. I wonder if here in this last Sunday of the year, we might think of people that we can forgive. Problems, mess ups, things that have been living rent free in our minds. I wonder if this is the day, this is the Sunday morning where we let those things go. Maybe we make a phone call, maybe we send a text, and maybe we don't. Maybe we just offer forgiveness within ourselves. Maybe we forgive ourselves for something we've been carrying around this year. Maybe this has been a year where you felt like you haven't lived up to the standard that you had for yourself. Maybe you haven't lived up to the standard that God has set before us. Maybe today is the day that we ask Christ for forgiveness, but then we also ask ourselves for forgiveness as well. Maybe to answer the question of Auld Lang Syne, we say yes to some of it, and we experience forgiveness. Maybe we don't forget other things. I hope you have a pleasant memory from this past year. These moments that you can hold on to that color the rest of the year, these bright, bright moments of joy. I hope that you've had at least one moment of joy in 2025. I know as your pastor, I've had plenty. There were moments when I got to sit in conversation with people and I got to hear how Shepherd's has made a difference in their life. There was a new member class that happened in 2025 where I got to hear from people that they never thought they'd find a church quite like this, and the tears fell from my eyes so easily. I got ordained this year, never thought that was gonna happen. And some of you came and celebrated with me. What a beautiful point of joy in my life. I got to see the generosity of this church lived out in real and practical ways. I got to see people show up and show out for God's great love day in and day out. My life was also full of joy because I'm Amanda's husband and Annabelle's dad. The way that they live their lives encouraged me and brightened my day. I hope that you have a couple of those moments. Do you know how radical it is to have joy? How counterculture it is, countercultural it is to lean into joy? I hope it's corny. How happy I am sometimes. How much joy I'm able to choose. It is much more commonplace for us to instead choose to be cynical and doubtful and angry. Don't get me wrong. Don't listen to me and hear me say, this is just another pastor telling you to buck up and be happy. Wouldn't you just be happier if you smiled a little bit? No. Instead, I want you to go through this past year with a fine-tooth comb and find anything that's alive and celebrate it, my friend. Celebrate it. The last thing that I want to say is this. There are some things that we don't want to let go of. Auld Lang Syne asks us, should we forget what happened in the year before? Well, some of it, we can offer forgiveness to some people. None of it, I hope we hold on to all of our joy. But the thing that I hope we hold on to every single moment in the previous year, we carry it into the next year, is this: the glory that we offer to God. I forget sometimes that what I have is a gift, that this breath and next, that my life of faith, that my Christian community is a gift. I am lucky to have these things. I am lucky to have this life. It is a gift from God, and that is what our passage is talking about. Isaiah is saying that he will recount the Lord's faithful acts. I will sing the Lord's praises because of all the Lord did for us, for God's great favor toward the house of Israel. I wonder what it would look like if we became a church that saw every moment as a gift, that we could glorify God for every turn, that if we sang Auld Lang Syne like this, I will recount the Lord's faithful acts. I will sing the Lord's praises. Because of all the Lord did for us, for God's great love. What if that became our hymn? What if we sang of God's glory so that the world wondered what was different about us? What if 2026 became a year where we lifted our eyes to the heavens and offered up great praise? So two action points for you today. Three, actually, I'll get bold. The first is, if you haven't done it already, I want you to share this live stream. You just heard me sing. Do you know how embarrassing that is? And you don't know this, but Tom is just beyond the camera. And I sang in front of Tom, an actual musician. So do me a favor, share the live stream. But the second one, the real first one that I want to give you is this. I want you to enter 2026 singing God's praise. You don't actually have to sing, but I wonder what it would look like if you began the year, if you began the day, if you began this moment right now here by saying, I will recount the Lord's faithful acts. I will sing the Lord's praises. What if you just whispered glory to God in every moment you can steal away? What if you began the day singing God's praises? I wonder how your perspective might change. I wonder how 2026 might change. And then I told you that we can forget some things as we move into 2026. What if you let go of those things today? What if today you offered the forgiveness that you need to give to someone else, or offered the forgiveness you need to give to yourself? What if you asked God for forgiveness right now in this moment? Those two things, I think, will make 2026 a year to remember. So should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Some of it. But I hope I never forget the things that brought me joy this year. And I hope I never forget the God who brought them all to me. A servant, a human being, so beloved by the God of the universe that God came and dwelt among us. Let's pray. Almighty God, as we gather.
Hey friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope that this message connected with you and inspired you. Please reach out to us on social media or through our website. We would love to know if this is your church family. If this message meant something to you, please share it with someone that you know or you love, or share it on social media. We know that it would be so much better with you here, so much better with the whole world, knowing of God's great love for all of us. Have a great week and be blessed.